Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, there is a new bag policy at the Lilac Festival. Everybody on the internet is all cranked up about it. It's your B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE.
Shocker.
TJ Hope, I'm Billy. This is no different than any concert you walk into these days with their what they're allowing in. It is different from years past. They have changed a few things. So if you're going to the Lilac Festival, which kicks off this weekend, correct?
Friday,
Lilac Festival is implementing a new bag policy. Only clear bags, fanny packs, 6-inch by 8-inch, purses or clutches, medical bags, and diaper bags will be permitted at Highland Park. Backpacks, duffel bags, drawstring bags are not allowed. Organizers warn you, be prepared to leave prohibited bags. The issue with that is when you get to that line, you probably just walked a mile and a half to get to that line. And if they say this bag isn't allowed, that's a hike back to your car. There is no closed parking.
I've watched women throw their purses away at the gate at Darien Lake.
Yeah.
Because it was easier than walking it back to their vehicle.
That's crazy.
Like, look at what she's doing. She just takes a few things out and chucks it. Like, she just threw her purse away. That is crazy to me. So yeah, just be prepared.
Do you bring a big purse with you when you go to a festival type thing like that?
No. And you know, I love my backpack purse.
Right.
But I always have to just bring a wallet sized, and I know that. And at Bill Stadium, I got my see-through Bills bag. So if I ever need to cart anything bigger, are you able just as long as they can see through the bag?
Well, it says only clear bags, fanny packs, 6-inch by 8-inch.
So as long as they can see.
Yeah.
The clear bag should be okay if you need to cart snacks and whatnot.
Yeah, I try to actively not carry a bag with me as much as possible. I have my keys attached to my wallet, and I try to only buy clothing that has pockets to hold my keys, wallet, and phone, which is very difficult as a woman to buy pants that have big pockets, let alone big enough pockets to hold all these things.
My favorite are the mock pockets.
Hold on, you're telling me...
I have pockets. No, you don't. They just look like a pocket.
The pants have what looks like pockets, but they're not really pockets.
Add it to the list of it's hard being a girl, Billy.
I say that every day in this room.
Pocket inequality is a real thing, Billy.
I know what TJ's doing this week, and to be more to Coffee Club 92.5 WBEE, Billy, TJ, and Hope. Are you going out?
Well, there's no better way to say Happy Mother's Day than bringing two Buffalo Bills players to Henrietta. Right? That's what I say. So Saturday and Sunday, Dick's is reopening. So they move from their part in what used to be
like
Marketplace
a tenth
mall.
Of a mile away from where they were before.
Yeah, it's like up the road along with all the other stores that were in that mall. They're just up the road.
Yep.
So it's opening where the old Christmas tree shops used to be.
R.I.P. So, Christmas shop. I love that store.
Oh my God, you and my mama. You and my mom.
Had
I thought
a whole
she was gonna,
aisle of candles.
I
woodwick, everything you need.
Oh my God. Again,
Billy
with the candles.
With the candles.
Again with the candles. So Buffalo Bills tight end Dalton Kincaid is going to be there, and receiver Khalil Shakir is going to be in Henrietta Saturday and Sunday. It's the grand opening for Dick's Sporting Goods. So as fans, we want a meet and greet, right? We want a chance to meet. We want a chance to get off autographs from both players. So Kincaid is going to be there Saturday from noon to 1:30. Shakir will be there Sunday from noon to 1:30. Okay. So first Kincaid, then Shakir. There will only be 250 wristbands given out. This is how they're going to do it. And it's kind of genius, especially when you see big Bills fans, autograph collectors, all of those standing out in line for hours and hours ahead of time.
Steve, sorry, there was something in my throat.
Starting at 9 a.m., Dick's will hand out 250 wristbands, first come, first serve basis. That's what you're going to need to attend the meet and greet, which starts at noon. So you get there before 9 a.m. So the lines are going to be gone.
What time is that line going to start?
I probably
9 o'clock the night before.
Because if it's first come, first serve, this is kind of a big deal.
250. wristbands that are going to be given out. If they normally they're like, yeah, come get your picture, come meet them. But the fact that they're saying meet and greet and get autographs.
Yeah.
I think people are going to camp out like it's 2005 and it's Black Friday and they're waiting for a $50 flat screen TV.
I'm telling you, starting at 9 a.m., Dick's is going to open up the door, give the first 250 people in line their wristbands. And that's it. Everybody else, there's no more meet and greets. So, yeah, they're kicking off their celebration. And then there's a big ribbon cutting ceremony. So, but, you know.
That line is going to start. I think you're right. There could be some people sleeping out on the side. If they'll let them.
5 a.m.
If they'll even let them. But 5 a.m., sun's starting to come up.
When Hulk Hogan came to town a couple months ago or like a month ago.
Steve was there.
Yes. But that's beside the point. So I know it.
Did they have a limit for that one?
They did not, but people were there like 5 hours, almost 6 hours early.
Wow.
To start lining up.
So that would be 4 or 5 a.m.
Everyone in line around him, too. They drove for as far as Syracuse. I don't know. They had the big old wrestling belts that they wanted signed and stuff. But so it's not just people in and around the Rochester area. Buffalo Bills fans, they'll come stand in line as well. So I don't know.
Bright and early. Now, this is at the Dix and Henrietta. Did you know?
Okay.
The first ever Dix Sporting Goods, Binghamton, New York, started right here in upstate. Did you know that?
I did not.
Did not know that.
But I do now.
The more you know, you're welcome.
We've been following that road rage story. Morning Coffee Club on WBEE. Billy, TJ, and Hope. As the details come out about what happened, it gets crazier and crazier. A road rage incident with a bunch of ladies.
It was two women who have been arrested, but it involved a crash. And then it quickly escalated and it became physical. It became violent.
There was a rifle involved and a baby. And that's the part that has me scratching my head. They were passing a baby around while they were fighting.
I know.
Like, hold my beer. Instead it was a baby.
We've all encountered road rage, right?
Yes.
Like I have. And I get on my husband about it because he escalates from 0 to 100 way quicker than I do.
Yeah.
I'll just let you go around me or I'll just stay away from you. And it doesn't wreck my day. For him, it's like it's wrecked his day. I'm like, you let too many people take your joy.
Yeah.
These are total strangers. Yeah. I don't know why you're allowing them to take your joy. But so, like, I got to talk him off a cliff if he's driving.
And it's not just, as we just saw from the people involved in that last one, it's not just dudes.
No.
The ladies are just as crazy as the guys are flipping the bird and screaming stuff out the window. And
so Captain Greg Bellow giving us a little advice. Number one, always call 911. He said, get the police on their way there to report any collision. So if you've been involved in any sort of fender bender or crash, what's the first thing you do if you're able to? Get out of your car to apologize or get out of your car to see the damage.
Right.
I got to look at this damage. I can't believe you just rear-ended me. That's where a lot of confrontations start. Police are saying just stay in your vehicle. Call 911. Stay in your vehicle. Do not engage for your own safety. You can even leave the scene as long as you've reported it to the police. It's okay. Your safety is always going to be the number one thing. So as long as you've called 911, get out of there if you want, if you're unable to drive away. So he just says it's just important to avoid those who look like they're driving dangerously, which we've all seen those too.
Yeah.
Driving like lunatics.
And I would add to that, if you are being road raged on and somebody is on your bumper, don't drive home.
Yeah.
Don't go home. Go to a public place. If you know where the police department is, pull in their parking lot. But man, if you drive home and get out of your car in the driveway, they know where you live. And there's a lot of cuckoo for Cocoa Puff people out there.
No kidding.
And as we just saw from that report, anything could happen.
Yeah. And they do say, just call 911. It is their job to come out and de-escalate whatever situation's going on and to help you get to wherever you need to go safely. As safe as you can. So, because you don't know. I drive, I assume everyone acting crazy on the road is a crazy person. Is that nuts of me?
No.
Like, I assume they're all like, I don't want a confrontation with any of them.
Here's the line I gave to both of my kids when they started to drive. And this is a self-defense thing. always assume everybody else is trying to kill you. And my daughter, my daughter is like, Dad, that's a little extreme. I'm like, yes, but if you're driving with that mentality and you assume that guy's going to run the light assume that guy's going to blow through the stop sign, that's going to save your life at some point.
Someday you can explain all this to her therapist.
Oh, come on. To be Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. Billy, TJ, hope we got some country music news for you today. The Academy of Country Music has revealed the presenters for the 60th annual ACM Awards tonight. It all starts at 8 o'clock on Amazon Prime, which, by the way, you do not have to be a subscriber. You can just click on it and watch. You'll be able to watch that tonight. Among those presenting, Blake Shelton, Carly Pierce, and wait till you hear these names, Clint Black, Crystal Gayle. When's the last time we saw Crystal Gayle on a show?
Is her hair still really long?
It's got to be. That was her trademark.
Well, when I was a kid, I just wanted like Crystal Gayle hair. I didn't know what she sang or who she was, but I'd see her on TV.
Do you know who Crystal Gayle is? Quick, Google her. Her hair was down to her ankles, I think.
And my mother's like, can you imagine getting a brush through that? You don't want that hair.
Ernest, Gabby Barrett, Gretchen Wilson, Leanne Womack.
Wow.
Lionel Richie, Parker McCollum, Riley Green, Rita Wilson. She tried to be a country star for 5 minutes.
Like, Tom Hanks' wife?
Yes. She tried to... We almost had her for a Guitars and Stars show.
Stop!
How weird would that have been?
That would have been awesome!
Oak Ridge Boys and Wynonna Judd. That's just the presenters. So who knows what's going to happen. The first 15 minutes is supposed to be like an homage to old country. So it'll be fun to see who pops up. George Strait has won the most solo male artist ACM awards ever, but he's also lost a whole bunch of them too. You can hardly call it a failure, though, because being nominated for the biggest award of the year, in 39 years, he was nominated for Entertainer of the Year 14 times, and he only won it twice. But he did win it twice. So there's a lot of artists that have been passed up for even being nominated. So, George, I'm sure George isn't too hurt by all that. With Mother's Day coming up this Sunday, Lainey Wilson shared her thoughts about her great relationship with her mom. What I'm about to tell you makes it sound like it's not a great relationship. They love and adore each other. But this is the one thing she says, Lainey said, I refuse to take advice from her mother about. And it's singing. And this is the quote. I will always say I don't want to take advice from people who aren't where I want to be. I remember growing up and singing. My mama cannot carry a tune in a bucket, and she would try to tell me how to sing, and it would make me so mad because I was like, you can't sing! But Lainey went on to say that she looks to her mom for advice on everything else in her life, and she's good on everything but singing tips.